Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our irregular Tuesday stream.
Yes.
We are once again broadcasting live from our orbitable moon babes.
It happens to be very windy for some reason, even though it's summer on the moon.
Yes, weather report on the moon. Even though it's supposed to be summer on the moon, it's cold on the moon and windy on the moon. We don't know how, it just is.
Yeah.
The weather seems to have followed up here, despite there being no atmosphere. Send tea.
Send pints of mild, please.
Send pints of mild and also tea.
I hope all the little people inside our computer are doing well, and that despite the fact that things are not good, that you are all well.
Yes. How is everybody? We hope you are doing well. Yeah. Today, we have a subject that we've peppered throughout some of our work in the lead up to this all coming out, really. This is Theakston's for all. This is the maneuver. Mm. This is something that we've seen coming. And to be fair, let's say some of us have prepared for in terms of rhetoric and in terms of laying the groundwork, because for some of you, this won't be particularly new or controversial, but for some people, this will be incredibly opposite to what they might think is actually happening.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes.
Well, I should also mention, anyone in the chat or is listening to this post-fact, there has been a slight problem with the Nomos Discord, and that has been reported for things that I don't think are appropriate. So if your Discord is limited as a consequence of that, I'm very sorry. Hopefully you have that back tomorrow.
Yes, they banned our completely inactive Discord that was there as just a legacy holding thing for people who wanted to stay informed about possible Nomos events.
Yes.
We haven't been able to do for years, really. And it's a little bit sad, but nothing untoward happened. There's no security issues there. What's happened is that I think our old server just got auto-modded somehow. But yeah, if you were in that server and that's happened, that's why, but it was a little bit of a legacy communication platform. So we're just more confused than anything.
And one last thing, I think, before we get into the meat of what we've got, if you want to support what we do and making the stuff that we make on here and the books and whatever else that we try to get going, you can do so via Super Chats or becoming a channel member or subscribing to the Substack or giving money directly through the Ko-Fi or buying the book.
Yes.
And you are welcome to do those as you please.
Indeed. We have many, many ways you can tip us, but we don't really try and pay-gate too much stuff.
Mm.
Mostly just because it fractures things too much.
Yes, but I think the concept we're getting at here, and it's something that we have taken as a given for the last couple of years now, really, and it's not that we don't think people don't understand it, but I think it's always worthwhile reinstating these things, especially in moments where there is a certain fever pitch in the air, shall we say.
Yes. We shall start, actually, from a very relevant material from 2 years ago.
Mm.
We'll get right into it. What we are actually using here is some of AA's Forbidden Texts Substack here. Some very good stuff on that. Occasionally, it tends to be sporadic, as does ours, which I will be updating this week, possibly with a written piece, and also the backlog of the videos, because I've not had a chance to upload the podcast up there. But if you're listening on Substack, that will be kept updated if that is your main platform, so do not worry. But it's the second paragraph here, because this is an article called The Rufo Reich and Mecha Bentham. And this is regarding Chris Rufo, who is now of the Manhattan Institute, and has kind of left the building in terms of being quote-unquote leading edge of dissident, since he has cashed out as a neocon. No one talks about Chris Rufo seriously anymore. But at the time, he was being pushed as a figure for going after that Claudia Gay at Harvard, and he was really seen as the nexus of the anti-woke fight back. This is from January 2024, back when people were still jumping up and down and saying, no, woke can't be put away, no. And anyway, Rufo's counter-revolution is already well underway in the USA. He has found powerful allies against the woke on the Zionist right and recently scored a major victory against them by which much vaunted scalping of Claudia Gay, now former president of Harvard, Although Rufo is passed by mainstream politics as right-wing, those steeped in reaction literature will immediately see him as a liberal and not a man of the right. He is still quoting Locke and Jefferson. I have talked at length about Back to Best Friends and putting the book away. If you're unfamiliar with these concepts, in short, it is the USA must revert to colorblind liberalism of the 1990s in order to save itself. The counter-revolution will amount to banning critical race theory on college campuses with a special carve-out for anti-Semitism. That came extremely true.
Well, who was it? Was it one Bill Ackman?
Yes.
That off the back of Riffle's moves then became the president of Harvard, I think?
Yes. Ending affirmative action practices while de facto banning racism in America, forcing companies to stop woke messaging and advertising in the media, and a massive reassertion of majority American values at the federal and state levels. In other words, the counter-revolution will make many institutions using top-down power and insist upon a mere meritocratic society true of the liberal principles of freedom and equality. Within this, there will be a renewed focus on God and Christianity as central bedrocks of American society, a glue that can unite whites, blacks, Hispanics, with, again, a special carve-out for Jews. If you're getting excited reading this. You too learn for true liberalism. You too secretly yearn for Press French 2.0. And you too share these values. Because almost all of you failed to take Jonathan Bowden's advice and kill the liberal within yourself. That is the crux, really, of white civil rights, in quotes. What has happened, and the situation that we all know persists currently, is that, oops, I'll go into that in a second, is that whites, in quotes, as they are identified as a mass, as a faceless mass, really, by that framing, are discriminated against, in quotes, within the system. That is the framing. The framing is that whites are left out of the bonanza of the civil rights era. And the problem is not that whites are being discriminated against as the, you know, major constituents of their own countries, it's that they are not giving a space at the table. Mm. We'll go into this in detail later. We've got a few. Don't worry, guys. We have our usual MS Paint visual gags. But the way it is framed is that, well, the problem is that whites are oppressed by the civil rights structure, and that's a bad thing.
So they need to be part of it.
So they need to be part of the civil rights structure as another constituent part.
Yes, and it's, this is something we've thought about for a considerable while. I mean, this is A's piece from the 10th of January, 2024. And yep. There was one I was working on roughly almost the exact same time, and I think we must have been conversing about this back and forth.
If you notice similarities between some of our work that comes out at the same time, it's because we do tend to prototype it sometimes together.
Yes.
That is actually something we do, and it's not a secret. But this is from your 2024 Surviving the Wilderness, please.
Yes. I believe it to be true that the long-term plan in this regard, in terms of the unsolvable problem of demographic replacement in Western nations, is to hold out until the public is desperate enough to settle for white civil rights. Even the masses can recognise that immigrants are bad for Britain because they are fundamentally different. They don't belong here in the way that Brits do not belong in Africa, East Asia or Central America. Yet the very same masses will be lulled by a political media class into reinvigorating equality. Once we are all legally equal, multiculturalism will work, they will say. There is, of course, no solution to the multi-ethnic jungle bar personal protection, which is no problem for the moneyed elites. Nor will they have to be as concerned about a backlash from the native population whose backs and wills have been completely broken.
Yes.
We are British and always will be. We are Scots, English, Irish and Welsh. In the eyes of the elites, we are soon to be no more than white Brits, which assumes, of course, that British is not the status or identity of a people, but a legal category. As little as 50 years ago, we in Europe were peoples. Now we are being reduced to mere citizens. Heritage, blood, soil, culture, prestige, these are all soon to become secondary standards to which state you pay tax and just happen to dwell in. And I could go on at this about length and talk about some of the characters that are cutting around at this period of time, but I think the point is so plainly stated there. We are being walked back into equality, equalitarianism, to being treated equally like all the other minorities.
Yes.
And that's not what we should be striving for. We should, at all opportunities, make sure that that is not the case. Because we don't need a piece of paper that says, here's what British people are, and here's how they should be treated in their own country. No, well, that's the law.
I'm not going to get the tweet out, because, oh, good Lord, we would probably actually get banned for it. But,
well, the Thomas 77 post on this was absolutely perfect.
He's right. The master does not complain. He does not have victim status.
Mm.
Those who are very obviously recognised by the system as so superior the system must be arrayed against them to get equality of outcome don't go, excuse me, I'm not a victim enough. It really is not about playing those games. It's a psychological trick, is what it is. They make you lesser in your own lands, and then they say that you will have to settle for being equal to the rest of the world. That is not what we want, and to come out straight away and say the unpopular thing that we're not supposed to say right away, no, stupid, British people are superior to foreigners in Britain.
Mm.
You know why? Because this is Britain.
Yes, and it's self-affirming, and it's a tautology, and there should never need to be a piece of paper or an objective definition or a textbook, you know, statement for what we all understand objectively as British people. It's fundamentally subjective, and we will make who we are in the world by our actions and our deeds,
yes,
not by rhetoric and pieces of paper and legalism. The moment we fall into that, the whole thing's done, dead. Why would you want to sit there with a begging bowl demanding from your elites that you be treated equally? Go out and just...
I've even had people coming to me with all of this stuff, because we're getting more into the meat of it now. But no, it's good optics. We're flipping the script on them. We're highlighting the hypocrisy. Where do you think you are?
It's humiliation.
Yeah.
I mentioned this to someone earlier on. The reason why we see these videos, why this one from the Henry Novak incident, why the other one in Belfast that's currently playing on Twitter endlessly, the reason you're seeing it is not because you're being made aware. It's not because dissidents are showing you something you're not supposed to see. You're having your nose rubbed into it. It's humiliation.
And then there will be pre-made solutions to the problems that you encounter, and pre-made avenues for the anger that you feel.
Mm.
Here is the incredibly embarrassing... You know, we'll just let the audio play a little bit here.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
How embarrassing.
I mean, I have nothing but sympathy for these people, but it's because I have sympathy for them. I recognise the position that they're in, and that this sort of cargo cult, this want to pretend to be the civil rights fight from, you know, BLM stuff about George Floyd all the way back to MLK, is pathetic. We aren't that.
First of all, that's not us. That doesn't work for you.
Yes.
No, stupid, it's tactically unsound. Yes, they do hate you because you're white and going, I'm going to say I can't breathe, see? See, that makes you look silly. First of all, no, it doesn't work. Second of all, it makes you look like a beggar. You lower yourselves immediately to an immigrant in your own land. You are down on your knees, begging, in a perverse mirror image of the Black Lives Matter protests, in a cargo cult rendition, thinking that the MLK, the white MLK planes will land.
I mean, I think of the just complete nonsense that the Scottish independence movement was, and that how that courted all these images of things that we recognised as inherently Scottish.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they engaged in a political platform that you could argue the only thing they wanted to make Scottish people independent from is actually being Scottish at the end of the day.
It's just, again, the Daily Mail, this isn't being shown to you in, like, closed Telegram groups that people get banned in for sharing this.
Mm.
This is in the Daily Mail.
And then everyone runs around streets of Southampton look like an idiot because they want to chuck a bin full of, like, burning paper at coppers because... somehow that's gonna do something. I'll go out onto the street and I'll be really angry and make an arse of myself. And that's going to change things.
People couldn't handle this during Southport.
No.
A lot of people blocked us for saying that the Patriots weren't rising up and that was a containment operation completely invented by the security services that I'm amplified by Mr. Tommy Robinson. By the way, same thing happening again right now. We'll get into that later. But a lot of people got angry with us for that. But now that seems almost uncontroversial. People seem to have transitioned from Patriots are rising up to this is obviously a scam without doing the legwork in between.
Yeah.
They haven't understood the legwork in between, and they certainly haven't removed from their minds the ideas that the Patriots are rising up in 2024. it is the cargo cult behavior, but the reason that they make this is we see people even adjacent to us, even, you know, as far outside of things as we are, as far on the edge as we are, I still see people go, oh no, it's brilliant. It turns it round on them. It's like, you do not understand who or where you are to a degree that is not comical, but sad.
Yes. No, that's the thing. I think I want to emphasize that I understand our tone and our style of presentation is dry, it is grating, and some people cannot stand it. Do not think for a moment we don't have anything but sympathy for all these people involved in every single one of these situations, that these events aren't horrible. The reason why we come to this stuff with a bit of dry wit and the tone that we do is because if we didn't talk about it in any other way, it would be something you'd cry over. Well, because it's a travesty.
It's a travesty.
Abhorrent. And the reason you are being shown it in the media is not because anyone wants to fix it on your behalf. They want to rub your nose into it.
You have to understand, these things happen every day.
Mm.
Every single day. If you go from highlighted incident to highlighted incident, you get a hyper-real picture. We've talked about places like Oldham, like Burnley, like Bradford, in 2000, 2001, race riots, pubs firebombed by Muslims with the punters still in them. People just attacked on the streets randomly with the authorities covering it up. This has been happening for decades. And it's been contained for decades. And for decades, people carrying signs in local areas has only led to them being crushed and humiliated continuously.
And it's
the reason that we kind of want to grab these people and shake them is because they are behaving like children, and they will be crushed like children in front of an armored vehicle.
But the thing is, as well, is what happens is people get so, as you say, they get the hyper focus into these moments, and it becomes everything from them, and then they put these blinders on that they completely forget all the reality around them. And I've seen people running around on Twitter going, this is like our version of Stephen Lawrence. Stephen Lawrence was a dirty criminal.
Yeah.
This is not your version of Stephen Lawrence. Do not lower yourself that you're the white equivalent of some black community group.
Well, what do you want from that? Do you want another investigative commission that ruins the police?
Mm.
Do you want the police to get worse because they're trying to do white civil rights? That's what it'll be.
Mm.
You know how the police got worse when they tried to do black civil rights? Well, it'll get worse when they're trying to white civil rights.
But it's okay.
Because things don't work like that.
But Kemi Badenoch vows to rid Britain of identity politics. And here she brands UK the least racist country in the world.
Here it is. We are what you are asking for with your Overton. Can you feel it? Can you feel it, guys?
Shifting.
It's shifting. Sorry, that's probably awful. It's shifting. Sorry. The Overton window shifted so much there. The building shook.
And guess who's now in your frame?
Guess who's now?
Kemi Badenoch.
Kemi Badenoch. Guess who's there? Your tent has moved. Pray we don't move it further. This is everything we talk about. This is the neutral position. What you are doing is congratulations, you returned yourself the Fresh Prince.
Mm.
Fresh Prince, how many years? I mean, AA, the reason AA disappears from social media and shouts at people sometimes, how many years has Mr. Parvini been talking about return to Fresh Prince? With people going, oh no, Patriots are, oh no.
But things are heading in the right direction.
Congratulations, you can turn to yourself. No. This is the gambit. This is the trick. When it becomes obvious that they do not recognise the primacy, not equality, the primacy of British people in British lands, they fall back to the position of can be banned or not.
Can we get on to the next one? I'm tired of looking at
Yeah.
Mug, awful face. Sorry, Kemi. I'm one of your biggest fans, but even this is a bit much.
A big fan of nappy headed conservatism, personally.
Nappy headed conservatism. I mean, that's just what this is. This is in Glasgow, of all places. Is that just down the road for like Aberfoyle and all that?
You can look at the road signs.
Well, it's not far off some of my old neck of the woods. How absolutely atrocious.
The planes will land. Black and white people will hold hands in harmony. White MLK will come down and say, look, guys, liberalism has been achieved. You are just another minority in the melting pot.
Won't someone think of the social cohesion?
Well, we're treating you equally now. Isn't that what you wanted? Again, France 24. I can't breathe. Protests attack police at rally over student murder.
And then that dreadful post from bloody Curtis Yarvin. Literal cargo cult George Floyd. It's like, yes. But then he goes on to say the fact that this is some sort of inappropriate thing for us to be doing, as if American sort of cultural influence hasn't imbibed
this
within us.
This is just America.
Yeah.
As you put, yeah, this is an American import. I don't understand how J.D. Vance's court jester can talk about the spectacle of white civil rights.
Because fundamentally, taking issues like this and running them on US media to cover up for the problems they have in their own society is just what they do now.
Yeah.
They humiliate us because they don't want to
look
talk about their own problems.
Look how bad Britain is. Look at... Again, it's the mirror image.
This is the Islamic Republic of Britain, Stan.
This is a small mirror of what American politics looks like to the outside. Mm. He is actually disgusted by smelling his own breath secondhand.
Oh my God, it's one of my own farts.
You have Donald Trump sat there from day one talking about being the heir of MLK, and coastal Americans have the temerity to talk about how conquered we are.
Dark elves.
Fucking Jesus.
But of course, there is now a response to this other one in Northern Ireland.
Yes.
We'll
talk about. I want to have a bit of a centre section here because we've come a bit far. But eight admit violent disorder after Henry Novak protest. All this has done is reinforce the facial recognition network. All it has done is make more informants.
So that young knob and gay audits can film people throwing stuff at the police.
Yeah. Why are you filming your own people, apparently?
I mean, that's one of those ones. I know for a fact it's happening when these protesters start going after the people with the cameras, not the police.
Yes.
And I'll leave that at that.
Yeah.
And I would just want to tell people, don't cry because it happened. Smile because it didn't.
Well, okay, we've talked about it before, but we'll do our little bits here.
Yes.
This is what this is all in aid of.
Yes, the multi-ethnic bargaining table.
You are being persuaded to take your seat at the multi-ethnic bargaining table.
And you shouldn't.
And you will
run away.
Basically, everyone who's not us and a few people around us will tell you that this is a good deal.
Mm.
We need
to settle for this because it's the compromise.
It's the only thing we can get if you're holding out.
We need the UN to declare us native indigenous peoples.
Well, you're a real white supremacist, aren't you then?
Maybe.
Well, no, I don't think Dutch people are British. Do you? Do you think Spanish people are British? Do you think people from Luxembourg are British?
Mm.
This is why the multi-ethnic bargaining table doesn't work for quote-unquote whites.
No, but it doesn't work for any of these people either.
Yeah.
What this is, the reason we can now frame this as the multi-ethnic bargaining table is because it's the same authority that you've lived under for centuries.
Yes.
It's just the fact that now you're treated like every other group. We've actually... If we get our equality in a legal sense, we've lost our special privilege.
Yes.
That we know we all have.
The system at the moment correctly identifies the fact that British people are better than foreigners, and therefore foreigners need help to get better outcomes.
Mm.
That is what it recognises.
I mean, this is the irony with all the two-tier policing stuff. And it's something we've spoken about time and time and time again. Would you actually want British police to treat you the same way they treat someone who was, you know, of African descent or Arab descent?
Yeah, there should
be some sort of Chinese triad gang or something. Why should normal run-of-the-mill Britons be treated the same way as them? I mean, that is the inverse that you're going to ask for when you say get rid of two-tier policing.
Yes. What you are doing is codifying in not only law, but in your own theory, that you are equivalent to the Somalian just off the boat.
Mm.
You are in one-to-one legally identical to the Somalian just stepped off the boat. Right now, he has more legal protection than you, and you think you're bargaining, you think you're winning, but what you are being declared is just another Somalian.
Yep.
What you are being declared is just another Indian. What people are doing is begging. They are down on their knees, pleading for their place at the multi-ethnic bargaining table in their own nation.
Yep.
And anyone who takes part in this in that manner is doing that. And it is unbecoming of them.
When you sit there and you share your Restore Britain posts about the Equality Act or whatever else, that it's all going to come into this. We might as well, at least in this regard, understand once again the utility of saying nothing.
And when you stand there with the sign, when you go out and you participate, as we'll get to in these planned, corralled, performative protests, when you buy into the mind poison of the idea that you can walk around in the street with a sign and change the world, what you're doing is, we call it haggling with a boxcar door. We had a whole stream called Haggling with a Boxcar Door. And what you're really doing is asking your existential enemies, please, please don't destroy me, please.
Mm.
I mean, do you not understand that this is a project to destroy you? And they act like this because this is a project to destroy you. So carrying a sign saying, please do not destroy me, like, that just makes you not only look stupid, but so stupid that you'd be easy to take on. That makes you look unserious. It also makes you be laughed at. And it makes you easy to hurt. You stand out there, you know, with your faces out, with your signs up, with your social media posts, identifying yourself as an enemy of this system and begging it not to take reaction against you, while the brown police officer sits there with a face-o-matic. And he takes your face and the faces of everyone around you who was also encouraged to go to this protest by young Claude and Tommy. And you stand there in the street with your sign in front of the facial recognition cameras. And if you go to one of these, that's you.
Mm.
That's you, stupid. That's you.
You're on the screen.
You stood there in front of the face-o-matic with your please don't kill me. Please don't kill me. Machine set up to kill me. Your only function is to destroy me, but please don't do it.
Right, let's keep moving here.
Anyway, speaking of, it's back.
Yep.
Southport 2.0. This one's being a bit disregarded. If anything, it's a bit more, they've bitten off a bit more they can chew, but boy is Northern Ireland having its moment right now.
Yes, all bunnenses.
All bunnenses to close.
Thank you, Dola AI. Whoever knocked this up in the Home Office should have at least made sure to correct some of it.
This is exactly what happened with Southport. Again, people fell out with us for pointing this out. A list of protests from nowhere, organised by no one, with no local group supporting them or backing them at all, has once again been circulated by Tommy Robinson.
But the thing is, though, it's not just Tommy. This stuff's everywhere. Restore Britain, Colchester.
Patriots, rise up!
Where's the one we got? Simon Gillingham, the account there. That was the one we wanted up.
Which one? Sorry, this one?
Yes.
Yes, this, as far as I can tell, is where it's come from. One of these has an acknowledgement. Where is it? From Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy. God, he's...
He's like, please share, mate. But he posted it 20-odd times in the space of an hour. Now, this is an account that's not really been active on here for months. It just all seems a bit odd to me. It's not like this guy's obviously recognisable as some sort of community organiser or anything.
No. And again, most of them have no interaction, but there's one or two here that have been reposted.
Yes.
Some of it's under Nigel Farage's stuff, but one of these was reposted by Tommy himself.
Mm.
And this is where this has come from, as far as I can tell, is this account. I don't know where he got it from. Perhaps he could answer some questions about that. I don't know. But this is June 9th, 9:37 a.m. So this is the first posting of this image I can find. And the problem is, though, that this is all over the national news now. This one account, this tiny account, who's brought up this list of protests from nowhere, has then been amplified by Restore Britain accounts, which have the words official X page for Restore Britain Colchester branch.
Mm.
And they're also being amplified by Tommy Robinson.
Can you feel the tent around you yet?
And this will obviously be on the news.
Mm. Well, it already is.
Yeah,
well,
I'm going to say...
stuff we've got here.
Yes. We've got BelfastMedia.com reported on this immediately with the list, with spelling mistakes and all. All businesses to close. But The Guardian's already picked up on it. This is already... There's a live updates page on
BBC.
All of the news. If people show up to this, it's because, first of all, it was amplified by Le Patriots, but it's the same gambit again. We are seeing the mainstream news doing the majority of the legwork in promoting these protests that they are supposedly advising people not to go to.
Mm.
And it's happening once again in real time. Here we go. This is from today. Politicians try to calm tensions inflamed by social media stabbing. So, figures from across the world have taken to social media to call for protests against immigration. Some of them have called for roads to be closed, announced roads to be closed at 5:30 p.m. Stephen Saxley-Lennon, it talks about Elon Musk further up as well, I think.
Yeah, Musk, all sorts of accounts.
There he is. He's got it in the subtitle there, but it's, including Elon Musk, fill the streets, blah, 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 blah. It's all the same stuff, though. It's them putting out the bat signal. This isn't to put people off.
Mm.
This is so people go, oh, is there a Belfast protest there? All of this detail here, it's narrative crafting. We are watching, again, small account. Who the hell is Simon Gillingham, and where did he get this from? Did he make it?
Mm.
Because, again, this seems to be the source for it. A tiny spamming account. And yet, here we have it in the national news. This isn't him red-pilling the normies. This isn't a great win on his part. Because there has to be input from another direction here. Do you think this is organic?
Well, yes. This is obviously the problem with this is that you've got, at the same time, bloody Martin Selner running around on Twitter talking about how organic protests, quote-unquote, are going to spill out into occupied zones where from a Maidan-style coup can be operated with US support.
I mean,
this was word-to-word just really what he's been posting today whilst all this other stuff's going on. I meant to sit here and think that this is organic and that large swathes of otherwise gullible and desperate British people whose problems haven't been solved because their elites hate them are now being steered into these stupid operations towards whatever the hell they want to do at the back of this. I mean,
We also, like, this is what all these protests look like.
Mm.
If you wonder how we see all of this in our mind's eye, this is how.
Nigel Farage as Nelson Mandela. Except for Nigel Farage would never throw a grenade or a petrol bomb through a cafe window unless some Israeli told him to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Free my people.
Me wetting the leader of the Britons. Let my people go.
Reform UK.
But this is, again, this is the crux of what we talk about. This is us being a bit caustic and a bit cheeky, but don't do that. Don't actually, like, rhetorically black up.
Mm.
Don't put on your face paint, get on one knee, hold your sign, and go, I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
Ooh.
And especially, do not get corralled into protests that come from nowhere and are promoted by people who wear IDF sweaters.
Mm.
I mean, how much more obvious could it get? But this will be the tone. It will be this. This will be what you see for months and months, and many people you know, and maybe even people you quote-unquote red-pilled, will fall for it.
Yep.
Someone being a basic bitch shit-lib and not liking America very much and just wanting the fish pond in their village not to be destroyed, is a lot better than this. Okay? Your Lib Dem voting, unaware, jam and cream Lib Dem voter is orders of magnitude superior to Nigel Farage's George Floyd cargo cult. It's better than getting down literally on your knees in the street and saying, I too am just like George Floyd.
We are all George now.
We are all George now. And not of course Mr. Duango.
Oh, should we keep going through some of the bits we've got here then?
Yes. I'm trying to make sure we've not missed any of our hilarious gags. But here's Tommy Robinson doing more of his de-radicalization shtick. With one hand, he pushes you in front of the facial recognition cameras with a wheelie bin. Mm. With the other hand, he tells you that we need to integrate better with the Sikhs. I don't know how much better it would be, but
Suella Breverman says, white lives matter and you're blackpilling? Do you know who I never checked? I bet you Liz Truss is throwing Romans over this. She'd be giving it 1488 and everything.
If only people watch...
Goose-stepping Liz Truss.
You see, people have noticed, but nobody watches her, so...
Don't be Nelson Mandela Farage. Yeah. Don't be goose-stepping Liz Truss. It's so
don't
easy.
Don't be Sonoran Suella Braverman.
Sonoran Suella Braverman.
Look at him.
Suella Braverman, or as I like to consider her, Savitri Braverman.
The woman who presided over the Home Office has 1.3 million people entered Britain in a single year, is now turning around to you and saying, white lives matter. And you don't think that re-migration
has been co-opted
and white ethnic grievance can be co-opted. There's people that... This is what... If you take nothing else away from this, take this. White ethnic grievance, unless it is framed correctly, can and will be absorbed by the establishment to power it and make things worse.
Well, what was the phrase academic agent used in his recent piece this morning? Was it competent containment?
Yes.
This is exactly where that's going to go. Whether it's reform, whether it's restore, whether it's some edge of the Tory party, whether you're supporting some fringe group that's never going to get anyone elected, it's all going to just end up here. Because there's the sort of state of play and the way things have been set for so long, I dare say it's made this outcome inevitable. There will be no difference. Unless I think I don't even know what would have to happen for us not to end up in a situation 10 years from now whereby we are just another group at the multi-ethnic bargaining table.
No,
rattling our tin bowl and our spoon going, please, we want our fair share.
I honestly think that it's not going to work, personally. It takes an immense amount of political energy to keep this going. And yeah, that's where the right will be.
Mm.
That's where the identarians will be. But I honestly don't think that there is much control over this process. What we are having here really is a fallback position. But also in the background, a lot of the systems that do this are breaking down.
Mm.
A lot of the political systems in Britain are breaking down. I think this really is just another narrative control project.
Yes, but it will maintain, and therefore the civil rights paradigm will continue.
Of course. It will, yes. Unless they are dislodged in some kind of freak event.
Which will have nothing to do with us.
No.
I say that as the general we of right-wing people online that don't like stuff.
A large technical failure is probably what dislodges the managerial elite in the end. We all know this. And we all know that they're going to not put money in the meter somewhere. And it's, you know, a penny here is going to cause £1 billion here to explode. It always does. They've created the Rube Goldberg machine that goes nowhere, and eventually it'll go somewhere, and that somewhere will hurt them.
I mean, there is a side to this whereby, and it's something we've stated time and time again, if you are an ethnically conscious Briton, you are already in the minority. And that's not that you should think of yourself as a victim. You should think of yourself as minority status insofar as the fact that you are weak and that you are small. No, it means that you have to recognize that you've got to lead the rest of these other stupid white people that don't understand this stuff through this.
Yeah, and don't encourage people to rattle their tin. This is why we advocated against quote-unquote red-pilling people.
Mm.
Because if you fill people with 90% of what they need to do what you think they need to do, what will happen is someone else will come in and fill in the other 10%, make them useless.
Mm.
That's what will happen. You don't have resources to lead people, so don't fill these people's heads full of political rhetoric from 5 years ago about anti-woke things and then watch them be led around like the Pied Piper with carrying a big sign saying, fresh prince, fresh prince, fresh prince.
I mean, there's something I hopefully have the opportunity to delve into this idea more in a sort of different fashion. But I think it's just so obvious. Why are we having conversations about establishing grassroots movements when people sitting around a table that are a lot more important than everyone else than us are sitting there thinking, how do we control these grassroots movements?
Yes.
These are two very distinct questions. But it's all okay, though, because what's going to happen is White Lives Matter is also going to become a thing about gay issues, about pregnancy issues, about maternity leave for work.
Here we see...
And the disabled.
This is the end of this conversation. What we have here is the nexus point. You have the waves moving outwards. Of,
just bargain harder.
Just bargain harder. Excuse me, our ethnic dispensation is up 2% this year, and you're blackpilling? This is the expanding outwards, though. This is the everything agenda coming into the space that has been created. What's happened is a vacuum's formed, really, in that a lot of the political norms, in quotes, have fallen down over the last few years. The what the Germans would call the firewall has broken. People are dabbling with what was supposed to be the no-no think of the third rail. But what people, it's like we say, what people are told is the third rail is just more milquetoast liberalism. If you can make it 5 layers of shit liberalism and then 10 more layers of unpermissible, slightly naughty liberalism, what you can do is constantly just lead people around by the nose because you've got, well, of course we need to protect women because this is an alliance that involves, you know, Mumsnet and TERFs and feminists. You have to, the feminist frame is quite powerful here because you've got a group of idiots who go, I want my special privileges back.
It is a matter of moments between you have a space where the people are conversing the obvious problems with attempting to have alien populations living in Britain. And then within about 5 minutes, someone will turn around and go, well, don't you think it's really horrible the way Islam thinks about women?
Yes.
So you be sorry, but fuck off.
Yeah, like the, God, like people dressing up in hijabs. What about the ranks of Muslim women in Muslim? Shut up. Shut up, you interminable tard. It's just so terrible. But this is it. Here we go. This is how reform does it. But how do we protect, workplace safeguards for pregnant women? The disabled and gay. It's basically saying, you need the Equality Act. Here's all the things the Equality Act does for you. This is Suella Braverman doing rear guard action for the Equality Act, and people are clapping like seals because, yes, most people are too stupid to see this manoeuvre. They actually can't see it. And they'll go, well, what about the rights of gay people and disabled people? I want to protect the rights of disabled people. I'm not a bad person. It's so easy. It's such a simple, easy gambit.
Someone in the chat, has Graham Linehan joined Reform or Restoria? I believe he's starting his own party called Refry Britain.
It'll be done exclusively with all the grease from his hair.
Yes.
God, is that tab just not loading?
Oh, that's the DMs. It's the Nick Timothy one, yes.
Yes.
And then we've got the archive thing there anyway, haven't we? But yeah, this is ultimately the problem with all of this as well. You do not control the informational environment within which you operate. And if you don't control that environment, then you can never take anything for granted that some subject you bring up is going to hold and is going to maintain the definition and the framing that you've put around it.
The end point. This is the end point of the murder of Henry Novak.
I mean,
Suella Braverman talking about the rights of gay and disabled people and pregnant women, and it's Nick Timothy here in the Telegraph talking about the rights of Israeli football fans.
Mm.
Shall we just get into it then?
Because
this is just egregious.
We'll go for a bit of the context at start, and we'll
scroll. Yeah, here we go. Let's get this here. Nick Timothy, there is no equality before the law. Identity politics is hardwired into British justice. The politics of racial and religious identity have corroded police judgment. But look at the framing here. Kemi Badenoch, I will destroy identity politics. This Tory MP, identity politics, it's very much putting away people's personal sense of identity that's developing.
Mm.
They are very keen to go, no, 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 no one gets an identity.
No. Except from you all do, but they're all the same.
Yes.
As Henry Novak lay dying in the street, we saw the grim reality of law enforcement stubbornly, belligerently taking the wrong side. The police officers handcuffed a mortally wounded teenager for supposedly making a racist comment was appalling. Hearing them deny his insistence he had been stabbed, I'm not sure you have, mate, was utterly sickening. This is merely the latest string in a string of cases where the politics of racial and religious identity have corroded police judgment, distorted prosecutors' decision-making, and enabled two-tier justice. The Casey report into the rape gangs proves that the fear of being called racist lay behind the systematic failures of the police and local authorities to stop the mass sexual abuse of vulnerable white children by predominantly Pakistani men.
This is the boilerplate.
Had nothing to do with the fact that these same grooming gang rings were probably just as involved with the police as they were with these Pakistani men anyway.
Yes.
Last year, West Midlands police suppressed evidence establishing the threat of Islamist violence against Israeli football fans due to visit Birmingham.
What does this have to... Again,
our people are dying on our streets.
Thing you agree with, Israel.
Mm.
It always happens. But this, again, Suella Braverman, we're repealing the Equality Act, but we need to protect the women and the gays and the disabled people. We're calling out racism, and that means racism against Israeli football fans. It's the same. The murder of Henry Novak is the same injustice as the fans of Maccabi Tel Aviv. Yes. And people sit there and don't understand that they're being played.
Well, they can't see how thorough the hegemony is. Again, someone in the chat saying, do you think the body cam footage being released was a setup? It is seemingly more likely. Well, I don't think it's a setup as such, but I think once it's out there, they don't care anymore.
They decided to deal with it.
Because, they have such a hegemony over all of these things in terms of their operation that it doesn't matter anymore.
Look how controlled the reaction is.
If anything, they benefit from the emotional and psychological distress that puts people under, because then they can't think about how to deal with these problems.
Again, back in 2021, the first thing I ever wrote for the Substack, permissible activism, controlled agitation creates a controlled reaction.
Mm.
Controlled agitation creates a controlled reaction. We've known this for an extremely long time. In fact, what I was talking about at that point was counterinsurgency. Didn't quite know it yet.
Mm.
But that is what's going on here. Again, we'll go... here it is.
We'll keep going here. Yeah. Police professional incentives are clearly wrong. Promoting DEI objectives and the execution of ideological anti-racism policies have seemingly become the main performance indicators that matter rather than objectively enforcing the law.
By the way, them using this is complete Americanism.
Because it's not called that at all.
And the thing is, it's an open goal. It means that the conversations, well, technically we don't have DEI, and they're actually... well. No, we don't. We don't have DEI in this country.
Yeah, why is he stepping on a rake?
Why are you... Again, this is deliberate incompetence, because, no, it's not called DEI over here. It's called something else.
Mm.
Yes, it's the same thing, but that is just you referencing, like, activist judges. We don't have activist judges over here, guys.
Anyway, but this goes beyond the culture and the police. The politics of identity is hardwired into the institutions and rule books of the state. The Crown Prosecution Service adopts a two-tier approach almost as a matter of organisational policy. Mm. Well, the CPS approved the prosecution of Hamit Koskun for burning a Quran. This was a Turkish philo-Semitic gentleman who burned a Quran in the middle of Manchester city centre in front, I think, round about a Muslim protest at the time, whilst his mate stood behind him with a big Star of David. Now, as far as I'm concerned, Hammett Koskin should be arrested for agitating on our streets for a foreign war.
Yeah. He's a Zionist agitator who wanted to create street violence in Britain through exploiting religious tensions.
But the CPS refuses point blank to prosecute many anti-Israel hate marchers who chant anti-Semitic slogans week after week.
Again, this is pork barreled in.
Blood in our streets, but the anti-Semitism needs to be mentioned too.
And it's all of it. All of the people who are falling into this trap are being put into a giant melting pot of issues. And what's happening is, and they blessingly don't understand it, is that they're just going to be confused in a couple of weeks because there's going to be a din of so many different agendas attaching itself. We're the real heirs of Henry Novak. We really understand what it means to stand against this violence on our streets. And what it means is banning anti-Israeli hate marches, because the same hate that killed Henry Novak is the same hate that's killing Jews. And it's the same hate that's creating a two-tier system.
Amazingly, facial recognition technology was deployed by the Met to police Tommy Robinson's far-right march, and even he's calling that march far-right. I mean, the frame here is just unbelievable, but this is ultimately the open territory that people leave to be walked on because you create agitation about these issues without doing anything about
it. That's not him excoriating Tommy Robinson. That's him advertising Tommy Robinson.
Yes.
It's them. They have to create a strata. They can't pretend they're on side. They have to put him to the right of them because
he's
the Telegraph.
An outsider.
No, because the Telegraph is a different containment sphere than Tommy Robinson is.
Mm.
And you can't mix them together. It ruins the brand.
Yes. I mean, we could carry on with this, but I don't think there's much else to say. This just reiterates the same point again that we need to, I mean, what's the, we'll go for the, whatever the conclusion here is then. Keep going. Because this is all David Lammy's fault as well. David Lammy wants to make things even worse with a new youth justice white paper, which will set an arbitrary target of cutting the number of under 18s in custody by 1/5, regardless of the severity of crimes committed. That's primarily a racial,
yes,
targeted policy. But in the roundabout way that they were talking about this, we then don't address the fact that that's targeted because so many of our under-18s are now just brown.
Yes.
The paper even suggests treating young adults differently based on their age or identity, as happens in Scotland. Labour's endless focus on the rights of criminals and engineering the system to benefit certain identity groups places offenders first and victims last.
Again, it's more boilerplate stuff you agree with, but scattered in it is all of this stuff that makes it useless.
Mm.
Deliberately. This is containment manifest.
Let my people go.
And this, again, this is what we saw right back in the
Southport.
In the Southport era. We had counter-protests before we had actual protests.
And all this complex of things is going on at the same time as well. I think that's ultimately the point here, and how you recognise how this is, how you craft hegemony. Nick Timothy, writing that article in The Guardian a couple of days before another event is being captured so that you can organise protests to further frame and move people as you please, is not a coincidence.
No.
This is all about the maintenance of the frame and making sure that any disruption, any distress that's felt about all this is shaped and managed as and when is required.
It's also a recognition as well, from the Conservative point of view, of who heads the ethnic bargaining table. In that even when there's no relation there, even when this has absolutely, it's not a Muslim. Henry Novak wasn't Jewish.
Mm.
And yet, you cannot have these agendas not be included. Because narratively, the show goes on no matter what actually happens. That's why we say that nothing ever happens. It's not that nothing ever happens. It's that there is a pre-scripted set of political talking points that will be put out. And the events that they are attached to can can be amplified and de-amplified as fast as humanly possible. They actually managed to cover up the murder of Hanley Novak for months.
Mm-hmm.
This happened in December. So how much are you not seeing? How much of this has already been gotten away with? How much of all this has already gone under the rug? What you're seeing actually now, it isn't, people talk about, oh, was the body cam footage a stay? The body cam footage is months and months and months old. They sat on that for months. So, yes, the timing is somewhat suspect. Yes, the events that surround it are somewhat suspect, but they always are. And they are because they are in power and you are not. And so they don't control events, but they control the way events are framed. And the way events are framed are meant to elicit the reaction from the white population of, oh my God, we need our own ethnic carve-out.
Yes, there is multi-ethnic conflict and tragedies happening on Britain's streets every single day. They could choose to hyper-focus on any one of these events at any time that they feel it's convenient. And if you think that in any way, shape or form, the coverage around this has been done because you're being informed by independent journalists who are fighting against the Starmer Reich and its want to suppress this, whatever else. I'm sorry, but that's just not happening.
We'll make sure we get the fan funding here as well. Thank you, Lamented Guy, for the super sticker. Yes. As we always mentioned, I think you're the only one who knows they exist, so thank you for the $9.99 there. Thank you, PTOR1986. Imagine if the roles were reversed. Imagine. Bartle B26, thank you for the $10. Quite surprised with a big load of nothing again. and also $2, love your content, Bolts, Big Ridge Sunvid, and Hope. Oh, what you mean? Is there a practical solution to the demographic issue, or will it just be continuously contained until it's too late?
It's already too late.
It's already too late. But do you mean it's have you? That's the point. There is no not too late. It's already too late.
Mm.
We are already in the disastrous after effects of uncontrolled mass immigration.
We as Britons were having our own demographic collapse internally a century ago. This is just the next stage.
Yes. Long-term solution is
Link to buy book is 404. That's a bit of a shame. Is that because it's the old link to the old site?
Oh, that's the...
What's this?
I'm sorry. The
it's because the donate thing is on the end of it.
Oh, my God. Give me a second. That's really annoying. that's actually YouTube's linking. Just I copied those from the description, and they decided to ruin them. So what I will do is I will do this. That's kind of annoying.
Well, also, thank you, Louise Shaw Morfitt, for the tenor and the weird good luck fox stickery thing. And Bartleby, another $2. There's no magic paper solution. Evidently not.
I'll make sure the correct link for both the book and the Ko-fi.
Actually, there is a magic paper solution. You can buy the book, and it's made of paper, and by magic, it puts money in our pockets.
It's not really by magic.
Don't tell them that.
Okay.
You ruined it.
There it is. Yes, exactly. The pot of sneeds there, as it should be.
And the solidarity fist.
And the solidarity fists. But yes, you should definitely buy book. And at some point, there might also be a new book.
Yes. I don't really have much else to add. Equality is poison, and it is how civilizations are destroyed, so you should not want it. And if anyone you know even hints about going towards a protest for any of these things, you need to very seriously sit down with that person and ask them what the hell they're doing. And then maybe also consider actually disaggregating yourself from that group of people.
But anyway, thank you for coming to our totally legitimate stream.
Totally legitimate.
And now we must go, for there is a pigeon in our bonk account.
Yes.
Have a good evening, folks.
Time is of the essence.
Time is of the essence.